Gold. Imagine the color gold. Imagine it sparkling and shining at you. You know what that reminds me of? Reminds me of God. Oh, we read in the Bible, God's perfect book to us. In the book of 1 John in the Bible, chapter 1 and verse 5, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. See, God is perfect. God always does the right thing. We call that righteous. Oh, and God is holy. He never does anything wrong. God loves everybody. And God loves you. See, God lives in a perfect place, his perfect home for a perfect God. And that is heaven. God wants to know us. God wants to know you. But there is one thing. There is one thing that can never know God. One thing that can never be close to God. That is sin. Darkness. The darkness of sin. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 59 and verse 2, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Iniquity, that's doing what you want to do instead of what God wants to do, and that is sin. And the Bible tells us that sin separates us and hides us from God. It's like you're down here, God's up in heaven. God wants to know you, but there is this big, dark covering of sin over you. It's made your heart dark and dirty. Sin is anything you say or think or do that goes against God, that displeases him, that goes against his good rules and his good book. Stealing, lying, adultery, blasphemy, cursing, dirty words, dirty thoughts. Those are sin. Oh, they are a terrible thing. They've made our heart dark. Think about it. Think about your heart. Think about the sin that you have done. Think about how it separates you from God. Oh, it is a terrible condition. It is a terrible thing. God did not want it to have to be that way. So God made a fix. God never wanted it to be that way. God has a plan. Here it is. Red. Think of the color red. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 says that the blood of Jesus Christ his Son, the blood of Jesus Christ his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. See, God wanted to make us clean. And so he sent his Son, Jesus. He sent his Son. He sent him down to the earth to be born of a virgin. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He grew up to be a boy. He grew up to be a teenager. He grew up to be a young man. And guess what they did to him? Sinful men killed God's perfect Son. Why did they do it? Why did Jesus let them do it? Jesus let them do it because he wanted to die for your sin. He wanted to take the punishment that you rightly deserve. He wanted to take that death so that your heart could be made clean. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, cleans you from every single one. Oh, it is good news. Oh, it is a perfect thing. Oh, thank you, God. And so they buried Jesus when they killed him. But guess what happened after 3 days? After 3 days, he came back to life. Then after about 40 days, after he was seen of many people, they saw him go up into heaven, where he lives today. Isn't that great that we have a living God? Oh, he is not dead. He is alive. He is alive. Jesus Christ, God's perfect Son. But, my friend, how can you have Jesus' blood clean your sins? How can you be saved from that darkness in your heart? That is a good question. Oh, and we have a good answer found in God's holy word, the Bible. This is how to be saved the Bible way. Romans chapter 10 verse 13 in the Bible. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. That means anybody, and most importantly, that means you. Whosoever shall call. Oh, you have to call. You have to ask him. That means ask him. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved. Oh, saved from that darkness of sin. Saved by the blood of Jesus. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleans us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Oh, just ask the Lord Jesus to save you from your sin. Realize, you must admit that you are a sinner. It is very easy to point out all the sins that other people do. It is very hard to point out the sins that you do. But it is needed. It is needed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that, my friends, is the message of the Bible. The greatest story that has ever been told, and it is absolutely true. Gold for God, dark for our sin, the darkness of sin. Red for the blood of Jesus that cleanseth us. Clean, perfectly, spotlessly clean and white. Thank you. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and goodbye. Over and out.